BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's podcast, Innuendo Bingo with Molly off of Eurovision. She's our UK entry this year. This is a makeup, running, water in her pants spectacular, so enjoy it. Also, when you meet the girlfriend's dad for the first time, does he put you through your paces? Some initiation stories coming up. Greg James on Real or No Real. And we urge you to watch our selfie history video. It's got the voice of Selfie in it, Simon McCoy off the news, and me and Chris in a dungeon.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1, playing Foxes and Holding On To Heaven. You know she's from the same area as me.
Yep.
And you know how I wanted to meet her for ages? I was like, oh, I'd love to meet Foxes because I really like her music. Now I see her most every day.
Well, have you seen her today?
I am later.
Really?
Yeah. It's like kind of every... I see her more than all of my friends and family now.
Are you running out of things to talk to her about? There's only so much you can talk about Eastleigh.
Yeah, there is, actually. It's limited, you know?
Is it getting awkward yet?
Not yet, but like if it continues for the rest of the week and into next, then yes, it definitely will.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We've got the UK's entrant for the Eurovision Song Contest playing Innuendo Bingo today at 1:45. Her name's Molly. She's a right laugh. She asked me earlier if you could play it in a rain mac, and I was like, no! Play by the rules. Normal clothes, please. Molly's on at 1:45. You need to give her a soaking. Do it for your country.
I'll do it for the country. I'll do it for Great Britain.
That's at 1:45 today on BBC Radio 1. You can watch online and see this year's Eurovision entry. Get a proper wet through. So this selfie video, lots of people talking about it. The girl who is the voice of Selfie has just tweeted that she says it's the best thing she's ever seen. So that's good. It's got her seal of approval. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, she's on the original track. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on radio on Twitter and Facebook. We wanted someone serious to introduce it, like a proper presenter to introduce our selfie video. Now, if you remember, we've talked about him a lot on this show, mostly around when the royal baby was being born. Simon McCoy, he is a BBC News legend because this.
Very good morning from St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where we will have all the latest, the buzz, the speculation. The one thing we won't have is any news.
Hero.
And then
he had to fill for hours and hours and hours.
Just outside the hospital, there was nothing going on.
Well, plenty more to come from here, of course. None of it news.
And then do you remember, he famously picked up a load of A4 paper thinking that it was a tablet and went on TV and the video went everywhere.
Why
with
did
him
he
just
do it?
I don't know. I think it was like he was just panicked and he was about to go on air and he's like, oh, picked it up, because often they hold a tablet on the news, but he was actually holding just a load of A4 paper.
But he just tried to style it out.
Yeah, just by holding the paper there, but it looked ridiculous. I love him. So we managed to secure Simon McCoy off of proper BBC News and he's on the start of our video. Here he is, explaining what the video is all about.
We learn about our history from the great writers who observed it. Pliny told us about the destruction of Pompeii. Pepys about the Great Fire of London. Dramatic, profound, timeless. But could they have written a decent tweet? What if our history was a bit more 2014, a bit more shareable, a bit more hipster? Let's join Scott Mills and Chris Stark, along with a voice you might just recognise as they journey back in time. But first, let me take a selfie.
Legend.
What a ledge! And then it goes into various things, including the moon landing, as Selfie Girl would see it.
It's also weird because it sees us throughout time.
Yeah, so we're in the 60s in this bit, in a diner.
These guys are totally using the wrong filter. Black and white looks so lame. The eagle has landed? What kind of status update is that? Why are they even going to the moon anyway? Everyone knows the place to be right now is Cancun. He's such a tease. Why is he moving so slow? Just step off the ladder already. Stop being such a moon tease. What are those boots? The stars and stripes are totally clashing. One giant leap for mankind? That's not cool. What about girlkind, douche?
So we're miming along to her words, which is actually really hard. I've got a newfound respect for Britney Spears now. I'm really hard to mime. Also on there, the England win on the World Cup of 66 and the Great Plague. Now, that's good.
Mm.
We are dressed up in the actual London dungeon recreating the plague. Now, I couldn't actually be there for some of the filming. So you do see me put on a mask. At that point, from that point onwards, it is a body double.
I'm surprised you're admitting to this.
It's fine.
I thought we were just going to style it out.
I was very busy. No, because the body double is a lot taller than me, which does become evident if you watch it closely. But you see me putting the mask on, and then from that point onwards, it's not me. See if you can spot the difference. It's on Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook now, right now. It won't be hard, will it?
No.
Selfie Girl doing history right now with us miming and actually being in those times. So we're in the World Cup. We're watching it. We're watching the moon landing on TV in a diner.
Mm.
We're recreating the bubonic plague. Yeah, that's what we did this
week. I've got a boil on my face.
You've got an actual boil on your face. No expense has been spared.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's up?
Something really weird just arrived from Grimmy. Is he saying I'm fat? It's a picture of Joey Essex in swimwear and a rice cake.
Why has he done that?
I don't know, but I think it's
now
a hint.
Time and a place.
Oh, yeah, they are cardboard, aren't they?
Why would he do that? Does he send you gifts?
I just think that he's saying, you don't look like this. If you want to, then eat more rice cakes. Or
And he's posted that to here.
I don't think he's posted it. I think he just left it on my desk. And actually, it does say Scott Mills Radio 1 on the front. That's a bit weird if he's posted it. He can't have posted it. He must have just left it on my desk.
I don't understand. It's almost like a sort of mafia sign that he's left there. Isn't this the kind of thing that happens? You get sent something in the post and...
I think he's saying, look, a moment on the lips, lifetime on the hips.
Is he?
Put the cakes down. That's what he's saying to me.
Is he saying that Joey Essex is meant to be, what's the phrase, your thinspiration?
Yeah, it's like he's saying, you don't look like that, maybe eat more rice cakes.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a bit of bants we have. Okay, so Molly off of Eurovision is coming in. Do we have to play the national anthem when she comes in, do you think? Because she's representing the whole of the country.
Yeah, I think when she walks in, we've got to... I mean, what's the procedure? You curtsy or something, don't you?
Well, don't you... Whenever you hear the national anthem, you're very patriotic. Don't you always stand?
I always do, yeah.
Okay, well, if I got the national anthem when she walks in...
Yeah, but don't do it like before, where you'd play a bit of it. I'd stand up, sit down, just because you found it funny.
Well, you've put that in my head now, haven't you?
Be a bit serious about it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now we welcome this year's Eurovision entry, Molly, to Radio 1. Hi, Molly.
Hello.
Now, we're all standing up for you.
Oh, right, OK.
No, you don't stand up, because you're just representing your country.
Oh, I see.
Big deal, Molly.
Wow.
Just smile and wave. That's over now. It's a bit awkward.
It's slightly longer than it.
You got to do the
uncomfortable.
You can't cut the national anthem off. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks.
So we're about to play Inia the Bingo with Molly. She is our Eurovision entry this year. Whoop! I'm going to play the song in a minute. So, I mean, I know the story, but a lot of people won't. You were discovered through BBC Introducing, which is a great thing in the East Midlands.
Yep. I was just uploading my music there and then got an email from the team who are like putting together this year's Eurovision entry to say, would you be up for it? And was a bit surprised.
But that's great. So you just uploaded your tracks like we tell you to do on Radio 1 all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as simple as that. To be honest, like, I was over the moon because at the time I'd just started to get some support nationally from BBC Introducing, and that was, you know, huge for me. I was over the moon about that. So I never thought it would lead to this.
But I didn't realise there was a chance that could happen.
I didn't think anyone did.
You upload to BBC Introducing, and like the Eurovision thing's a curveball, isn't it?
It is a bit. You think, I might get to play on an Introducing stage at one of the festivals.
Yeah.
You don't think, oh, someone from Eurovision is going to ring me. It's pretty weird, but cool.
Yeah, it wasn't at all expected.
Hey, and congratulations, because you're at least 50 years younger than anyone we've had on in the last couple of years.
I don't have a bus pass.
It's brilliant.
It's huge.
So, the thing is, right, I think that Europe might think that we're taking it a bit more serious this year.
That's the vibe I've been getting from, I mean, obviously it's all new to me. I've not really got anything to compare it to, but certainly like visiting a few places and meeting a few people from around Europe, they seem to be, yeah, really happy with the choice. And they've certainly been saying, yeah, oh, well done BBC, which is a surprise. I'm really happy about that, as you can imagine.
How are you feeling now? Because it's literally 2 weeks away.
Yeah, starting to feel like, wow, okay, this is real. But excited more than anything, because everyone just says how much fun it is. And obviously I'm going to be like, you know, performing a song I've written in front of all those people.
How many people is it? It must be insane.
It's something like 150 million people watch it.
That's crazy, isn't it? Because even if people in the UK, you know, we had a Eurovision party last year and we had a right laugh with it. Mm. It was good fun. It was
loads of people
drinks.
Loads of people watch it here as well. It gets like 8-9 million viewers here.
Yeah, but it's the thought that there's people all over the place watching it.
Yeah.
Scary.
Do you know where it's actually really big as well? Australia?
Yeah, I heard that. And actually, because I did the Graham Norton show not that long ago and Hugh Jackman was on there and he was saying, you know, that they watch it over.
About 3 million Australians watch it.
Yeah.
And that's like nearly all of them.
That's all right, though. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Little trip to Oz, that would be fine.
And whatever happens, Molly, you know that I'll be here with you. You know that I'll be supporting you all the way because I'll be there in Denmark.
Thanks.
We're going to have a right laugh. And whatever happens, like, we just got to think it's still better than Latvia's song about baking a cake.
Is that one this year?
Yeah, it's called...
Is that my biggest competition, Scott?
It's called Bake a Cake. No, I think Bearded Lady...
Oh my god, the bearded lady,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Conchita.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. She's he.
She.
Is it a she?
She.
She when she performed.
So just a lady with a beard.
It's just a lady with a beard.
Yeah.
Actually a bloke called Tom. fact.
Yeah, and it's a strange song that as well. See, it's interesting for me because I can't consider myself a big Eurovision-y person.
No.
You know, but Scott
me
is.
Neither before this.
Scott is, and he does teach me quite a lot. And yes, the one with the beards, definitely an interesting song.
You've got to, one year you've got to come and see it.
I don't know. I think
no, honestly, it'll be your favourite thing.
Really?
Yes. I said this to Grimmy earlier, I was like, oh, I'm not sure. Right, and also I said to Molly when I first met her, I was like, right, honestly, it'll be one of the best weeks you've had. When you're there, it's fun.
Everyone says it. Even like people from all the record labels and stuff, the people that have been say it is the most fun.
Mm. Yeah.
So
it's just parties all week.
Mm.
I mean, obviously that's not for you.
No, I know. This is one. It doesn't sound fun for me.
you'll be resting your voice in the hotel, darling.
Of course.
Right, we're going to play your song, which is the UK Eurovision entry this year, Children of the Universe. Then we're going to play your Nuda Bingo. So positions, please. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. Are you scared about this?
I am. I'm really scared.
It's all fine.
Why have I signed up for this? Is it too late to back out?
Also, what, you're not wearing that much. I mean, like you are, but like, do you not want to cover up a bit more than that?
Well,
it's just like a you've got this
waterproof.
No
let's
sleeves,
crack on.
No sleeves, and a lovely what's that thing on your head, please?
Headband.
Headband. Okay, yeah, but it's kind of like flowery headband.
Yeah, I think you just call it a headband.
Okay, it's a headband.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now the cameras are on. We're going to play Inuit Bingo with Molly.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
A couple of people are saying this song is big in the game. Bring it, Eurovision. Yes. Best entry in year, says Matt in Sheffield. Good. All right, so if you want to see what Molly looks like before she appears in front of 100 billion people in a couple of weeks in Denmark, get online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's good to have you on.
What's
you
up?
Know.
I'm scared.
But don't be scared. Like, once the first lot of water hits, then you're kind of in the game, all right?
And then I'm done. Should we just throw water over
each other
and then it's
like
done?
No. Just dive in, like, we'll play this well. This will
okay,
be good.
Cheers.
That's what Charlotte Crosby tried to do the other day, and that's not in the rules, sweetheart.
Okay.
So, first, Molly, we thought we'd warm you up with one of our absolute favourites. So take a big sip
it's
of water
cold.
There.
It's cold
like,
today.
A gulp. And we're going over to Radio 2. For a bit of music from the days of the classic musicals when it was all about good, clean family fun.
That's me. Hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
Oh, it's gone in her face.
I think it's what I could do with right now. A stiff one.
Elaine Page there, I know.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Yes, she did. Elaine Page there on Radio 2.
Stiff one.
Love her voice. Okay, see, now you're right. Fine, right?
I'm fine now. Right, you've got now. A good shot there. You've been practising.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Right, getting back, Molly. Mm-hmm. And now over to the one show for a chat with a businessman. And his company wants to recruit people with some very particular skills.
Yeah. We most definitely are recruiting. We are a bottom-fed organisation with people living at the top end, and of course we have to downsize to get within budget, but we still need people coming in the bottom end.
Oh, Molly, see, you've got to find it funny.
You've got Charlotte Crosby on me.
Yeah, this is what Charlotte Crosby did at Geordie Shore. You don't want to be the same as her. No, you don't.
Next, your eyelashes will be falling off.
Oh, do you remember?
There's no fake eyelashes.
Are they going to fall off today? That was really scary, that was.
On the video...
My mascara's already down my face, but...
On the video of Charlotte Crosby, her actual face starts falling off and an eyelash comes down.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It's just mascara because I didn't wear waterproof. What an idiot.
Yeah.
We're a bottom-fed organisation with people living at the top end, and of course we have to downsize to get within budget, but we still need people coming in the bottom end.
Thank you to Sam for that one. And now over to one of Innuendo Bingo's all-time greats. It is, of course, Phil Spencer. Off of location, location, location. And a top tip from him. Make a mental note of this one, everybody. Here we go.
Trimming back the bush to reveal a clear entrance has to be a smart move. It'll create the perfect first impression and stop people heading for the back door.
Oh, no. See, Molly, what happens there? If you bend down, then it will go over your head, and that's what's happened now, and now your head's wet.
No, it's down my pants.
And down your pants.
That oh, will, no.
That will also happen.
Oh, no.
Have you got spare clothes?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah.
So our UK Eurovision entry is getting us soaking. Get online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's good fun, isn't it? Okay. Remember, also no hands, right? If it's going to flood out, it's got to flood out. Mm-hmm. That's the rules. Mm-hmm. Water, please. Thanks, by the way, to Phil Spencer for being on again.
And stop people heading for the back door.
Now, the first of a number of visits now to the weekend's World Snooker Championships. Yes, Chris? Mm-hmm. Always a little dribble when the snooker's concerned, isn't there, from you? These are your favourite ones, I think. And first, a hint of what we've got to look forward to during the competition in the snooker.
It's a shot we're going to see 16. An awful lot in the next 2 weeks. And you won't see a nicer split than that.
Right? Anything?
And you won't see a nicer split than that.
Oh, Chris. Little and often. That's from Paul, that one.
It's always now, so softly spoken, the snooker. This.
Yeah. Now, apparently, this next clip is from an Aussie Rules football match. Well, that's what it says here. Personally, I'm not sure what this guy is commentating on, but water, please. And here we go.
Spanger getting it back from Shields. Goes down the line. Oh, I hope this stays in. It does. Keep going. Oh, yes. Now it gets really interesting. Two bounces. He'll caress it down someone's throat.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've not heard that one.
Matt sent that one in.
He'll caress it down someone's throat.
Aussie Rules there. Oh, my word, Molly, your mascara.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, note to self, you're going to play this game.
Yeah.
Wear waterproof.
Yeah. Okay, now back to the snooker.
Oh, no.
I know. And here is one of the commentators. He's got a secret for good performance, if anyone wants to know this from snooker. Here we go.
That's the secret. Doesn't matter how you do it. It's all about getting those balls into the hole.
There's Gareth there, also watching the snooker. Thank you very much, Gareth, for that.
Getting those balls into the hole.
And still at the snooker now. Chris, you'll like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here is yet another top tip. Loads of water for this one, please. Okay, everybody, pay attention.
Yeah, that's why he screwed it as much as he did. The only thing he's got to guard against here is coming low on the pink.
I knew you'd like that one.
Oh, that's my favourite.
That is good, isn't it?
The only thing he's got to guard against here is coming low on the pink.
That is a danger. We're learning a lot today, aren't we? Okay, you right there, Molly?
Yeah.
Having a good time?
Oh, I'm loving it. Oh. This is great.
You wait till Copenhagen. Thank you, Mike, for that one. And finally, over to Newsnight. And Kirsty Walk here.
You're right.
Kirsty Walk seeking the opinion of a guest called Richard.
But you believe he was maligned. However, you, yeah, as an author and the Plantagenets, I mean, tell me about what you think about this dig.
Oh. And that was... And that was Inuit Bingo with Molly off of Eurovision.
Tell me about what you think about this dig.
What happened?
This is a bad look.
What have you done?
Don't worry.
I basically spat it straight into his lap.
Yeah. Oh. Have you wet yourself, Chris?
No, it's all fine. Concerned there's a there's an outline.
Molly, are those... Are you wearing wipe-on, wipe-off trousers?
Yes.
Oh, that's handy, isn't
yeah
it?
Sneaky.
Tens.
Boom. Tens. Listen, the best of luck... I'll see you anyway there. But that was Molly, our Eurovision entry this year. Best of luck with it. And thank you for playing Innuendo Bingo today. Good game, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Brigitte's been on doing a 10,000-word geography dissertation. Oof. Rihanna helped, though. Hey, Richard off of Cambridge emailed me this morning about this. Fern's been doing a hoe again. Or trying, anyway.
Oh, the vaccines. Yes, please, on a Thursday. Didn't that sound good? I haven't heard that for so long. No hope. Brilliant. And then before that, if I do say so myself, if I do say so myself. Jay-Z and Beyonce, a.k.a. Vic and Bob. That just reminds me of Vic and Bob, that bit, didn't it? Oh!
Like, hers doesn't even sound like a who. It sounds like a 90-year-old woman.
Oh!
Why is that?
Aye! Turn my hearing aid up, eh?
Oh!
Isn't it? Fern, it's... Hey!
I think that's the thing. Like, we're not hating on Fern, but she's really got to give it some next time.
Got to give it some welly, Fern, love.
Oh!
That's not good enough.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Coming next, a show that is going to be huge in America that we need to start a campaign to get on here. Because at the moment, there are no plans to show it on UK TV, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because we'll all want to watch it. I'll tell you what that is soon.
One of my mates had a tricky time over the Easter bank holiday weekend that I haven't shared with you yet.
Oh, it's not Sir Dossa going out and then on the stairs again, is
it? It's not Sir Dossa on the stairs, no, and I've been told we can never even refer to that slightly, so we need to move on from that.
Okay, I mean, obviously, if you're a regular listener, then you'll know about what happened on the stairs and what Sir Dossa...
Well, no, you'll know, his and friend, I've been told to say it didn't happen.
His friend did on the stairs at his mum's house after a night out. But it's not him.
Christmas Eve.
Who is it?
It's my mate Benji, who met the girlfriend's parents for the first time over the weekend.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, isn't it? Stress.
But a tricky one. Like, it is a stressful time. Oh, I don't know if I should be saying, but basically the dad of the girl that he's seeing, he kind of wanted to put him through an initiation by the sounds of it. So they were having a nice meal. It's all fine. The mum is lovely. But the dad was overfeeding potatoes.
What?
Like, massively overfeeding him with potatoes. So basically, he'd finish his dinner and dad would go, go on, you can have a couple more. And it was like, all right, that's fine. But then he'd get a couple more and a couple more. And it was clear the dad was doing this on purpose to break him.
What, just to see how many he could have?
Yeah.
Before he was carved out?
It was like...
Go on, have another potato.
He wasn't a bad bloke by the sounds of it, but I think there was ulterior motives. And then they gave him loads and loads of beer. Now, I know this sounds like he was just being quite... hospitable, but I don't think he was. I think it was designed to test him.
So this is like, obviously, is he like a new boyfriend of this girl?
Yeah. It'll be the first time that he met the parents.
Okay, so it's not been on that long. So the dad's obviously like, all right, so let's see what you're made of. Come on then.
And has kind of tested him for it.
Take another potato. And but did he? Do you know how many he managed? Was it a lot?
I don't know how many he managed, but obviously he didn't want to offend, so carried on going.
So the potatoes and the beer, he managed that.
Yeah, and it kind of reminded me of a time when I met my girlfriend's parents for the first time.
Oh, you're going to go there, aren't you?
And
you're going to say it.
I should have said it with someone else. Oh well, it's too late.
Do it?
Anyway, so met.
You sure you don't want Fernando in for this?
Maybe actually.
Too late.
Too late now, isn't it?
Okay. Well, you've said it now. First time you met your girlfriend's dad.
So I had a situation where...
This is great.
He he basically, he had a plumber around to sort out something going on with the toilet. Don't know what was going on, I don't really care. And but anyway, he said to me at one point, he was like, do you mind just popping upstairs and just keep flushing the toilet until I say stop?
Now, obviously, you want to help out and you want to look like a nice guy, which you are.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to argue. It's his house.
It's his house. He's got the plumber around. And you're going to go upstairs and you're going to help. You're going to flush. So you go upstairs,
so
right?
I went upstairs, started flushing away. Yeah.
And what does he say this is for? Just to sort the problem out?
I think it's just to flush everything through. Like, there's some guy working on it outside. But what he says is just keep on flushing. You know, don't stop. And obviously, I kind of don't want to shout down, look, do you want me to stop or one more? But I'll let the thing refill. That takes a while.
Yeah. You know? So then, you keep flushing.
Keep flushing. And then... And I carried on doing this for ages.
For how long?
About half hour, 45 minutes.
That's how it got told to me in the pub, 45 minutes.
And then I walked down and he had his feet up and he was watching the football. And I can't help but feel that. I said, like, oh, I think it's all done now. He's like, yeah, very good. But I think it was a sort of dad initiation.
There was nothing wrong with that toilet at all, was there?
I don't know. I think it just needed flushing once. And I think he just found it quite funny hearing me upstairs flushing away. Which so is kind of legendary.
I quite like him for that.
It's the kind of thing I would do if I was a dad.
Yeah, just testing him out, just to see what he's made of.
I'm just interested to know if other people have had these kind of initiations.
Yes, I want to know this as well. With mums or with dads, but it would mostly be dads, I think.
I think it's mostly a dad thing.
So you can text 88119 or tweet at BBCR1. We'd like to speak to some of you on this. If this has happened to you, obviously you're not an isolated case if it's happened to your mate Benji with the potatoes and beer as well. But just imagine Chris upstairs in his new girlfriend's dad's house, flushing away for 45 minutes while he's downstairs with his feet up watching the football. And every now and again, every couple of minutes, once it refills, he hears another... Yep, he's still going.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dad initiations are a thing. Yeah. Good afternoon, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have one, or is it for a boyfriend?
Yeah, it's a mother initiation.
Go on.
So our sister's new boyfriend came for a Sunday dinner, and we're not all a religious family, and my mum passed him the Bible and let him read from the Bible for 5 minutes while everybody sat in a praying position.
Oh, really? And did he try? I mean, obviously he didn't say no, he just went along with it, didn't want to offend.
He just went for it. And did a nice reading.
And you don't normally read the Bible, not religious particularly, in your family?
No, never.
So that's just never. A mum going, go on then, read from the Bible, come on, so let's see what you got, come on then.
You just don't feel like you can say no at the time, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And he read it for 5 minutes?
A good 5 minutes.
So awkward. Lucy.
Hiya.
Have you got one?
Yeah, when my boyfriend first met my dad, it was the midst of winter, and he needed some logs cutting for the log fire in the living room. So he sent him out in the snow to cut down a tree and bring them up.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Right, just get out there, chop down a tree, bring us some logs for the fire.
And then we'll talk.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he gave him some wellies and everything.
This was the first time they'd met?
Yeah, first time, within about half an hour of my boyfriend being in the house. My dad just sent him out.
I'm not being funny. If someone said to me, right, okay, go and chop down a tree, I don't think I could cope. How do you even go about that, please?
He was given an axe, but it was a very big tree.
Can anyone please stop and think, right? Imagine me in the woods with an axe trying to chop down a tree because my dad's...
Trying to impress.
Yeah, exactly, because his dad said you have to. Lol, not. And Tim, hi.
Hi, all right, Scott?
All right. What's it going? All right? You all right?
Yeah, not bad.
Go on, then.
Well, I was going out with my girlfriend for a while. And I'd met the parents and all that, and then it came in the calving season, so we had to go down because one of the cows were having trouble giving birth, so I had to get my hands in and literally pull the calf away.
Yeah.
So.
Quite a farmery one there.
Yeah. Are you a farmer?
No, I'm a postman.
It's really awkward. Really awkward.
Well delivered, mate.
Play a cow there. Yeah. All right, so bit of calving going on, was there?
Yeah, and I'm still doing it now.
Once again,
what do you mean?
What do you mean you're still doing it now?
Weird.
Well, it's calving season again, so I got out again. So
what? You're a postman.
You deliver post, mate.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I do a bit of both now.
Bit of both?
Don't get it mixed up.
No, I don't want to do that.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Okay, so here's a new show that I'm going to become obsessed with. It's called I Want to Marry Harry, and it's going to be on soon in America. So I don't know how they've managed to pull this off so far, but they get a lookalike bloke from the UK called Matt. He's from Exeter. And they get some American girls, fly them to the UK to this like proper English country manor. And these 12 women, who are obviously a bit stupid, have been told... They are, come on.
Mm.
They've been told that Harry is on the hunt for a new girlfriend, but it's all like hush-hush and secret. And they're all trying to like get close to him all the time. They will do absolutely everything. And then it's like, are they after him for the crown, or will they fall in love with the real him? Right, I'm going to play you the trailer. This is going to be great. Here it is. I Want to Marry Harry.
We told 12 American women they could win a royal fairy tale wedding. And they believed us.
That's Prince Harry.
From the network that brought you Joe Millionaire comes a series with a royally wicked twist.
I really hope I have what it takes to pull it off.
You won't believe how far we go to convince them.
His security is not for show, it's real.
And you're going to want to be there when he reveals the truth.
There's one more thing you should know.
I Want to Marry Harry.
Prince Harry, Harry Potter, I don't care.
Premieres Tuesday, May 27th on Fox.
We need this show. Oh, Grimmy's here. Agreed? God.
Yes.
Immediately.
How are they allowed to do this?
I don't know, but they have anyway. There's no budget spared on this. There's horse and carriages. There's like fake security. There's fake paps.
The opening scene on this trailer is Prince Harry being unloaded from what looks like a royal helicopter.
Only it's not Prince Harry. I mean, it's quite a good lookalike, but these girls are actually meeting him and going on dates with him, and they don't realise it's not Prince Harry. It's so good.
This is nuts.
If anyone remembers that Joe Millionaire show, which is brilliant, where loads of these girls were kind of duped into thinking that they're dating a millionaire, and right at the end, they're like, oh, actually, I don't have any money. That's what's going to happen on this. And so far, they've managed to keep up the pretense that it is Prince Harry.
But they think they're competing for a dream wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even the prize alone is ridiculous enough.
But at the end, it's going to be like, sorry, not Prince Harry. Need this in our lives. The Scott Mills Daily. We're like time travellers, Chris, on our new video for Selfie. So, Selfie Girl does history. Do you remember we had the voice of the Selfie song in last week? The one that says...
That's so ratchet.
Now, the stories are great, aren't they, in history? But they're not very now. That's probably because they're in the past. But they're not very hipster, do you know what I mean? So what if the voice of 2014, which is her...
That's so ratchet.
What if she was actually there to witness history in the making? So, it's me and Chris and the voice of Selfie, Alexis... And on our video, we take on the moon landing, England winning the World Cup, and, of course, the Great Plague. Why is it called the Great Plague?
I don't think it is, great. Is it? It's not the Great Plague. It is the Great Plague. It's the Great Plague.
And also to introduce our video, we've got a BBC News legend, Simon McCoy. You'll remember him from outside the hospital when nothing was going on, when the royal baby was about to be born.
Very good morning from St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where we will have all the latest. The buzz, the speculation, the one thing we won't have is any news.
Absolute ledge. Do you know what? So many people are liking this, though. It's got something like 600 likes on Facebook. It's getting shared all over the shop.
Share it.
So we need your help, yeah.
Yeah, share it as much as possible, please. Radio on Twitter or Facebook. McCoy, Simon McCoy, BBC News legend, is on the introduction. We've managed to get him. This is what he does.
We learn about our history from the great writers who observed it. Pliny told us about the destruction of Pompeii. Pepys about the Great Fire of London. Dramatic, profound, timeless. But could they have written a decent tweet? What if our history was a bit more 2014, a bit more shareable, a bit more hipster? Let's join Scott Mills and Chris Stark, along with a voice you might just recognise as they journey back in time. But first, let me take a selfie.
Oh, he is a legend. That is on the Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook right now. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
So we're about to play Real or No Real in a minute. How are you?
I'm very excited.
Why?
Well, not only is there an extra special news beat today, but we've got good, big guests on the show.
You have?
Kate Upton, Leslie Mann and Cameron Diaz.
Is this the time?
After
Is this
five.
The time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember when I came in after the interview a couple of weeks ago, excited, just sort of couldn't speak?
Yes. I mean, you were with three lovely ladies there who were in that new film together, aren't they?
The Other Woman. I've just seen the video of the interview and it is as awkward as I remember it, as in the bit where they snuggled me.
No, but that's great.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
huge.
That's what you want.
Just...
Have you got a pick? Have you got?
I haven't. It'll be on the YouTube later.
You'd carry that around with you at all times.
That's from 4 p.m. on Greg's show today. Huge Hollywood stars. And also, I am very much looking forward to the live debate. Do you remember the last time when they did this on Newsbeat? Chris Smith was brilliant. Because you hear Chris Smith on Greg's show and you think, oh, he's really funny. Obviously, he's a very good newsreader and journalist, but quite mild-mannered. But no, he went in when they were talking about the closure of BBC Three. He'll, like, go in with that hard-hitting question that you really want to know the answer to. And today, it's about cosmetic surgery and if you would have it or not. Everyone's going to have a view on this. And the guests are Lauren Pope, off of TOWIE, always in the magazines. Had a few bits done here and there. lovely lips. Also, Dr. Leah...
that impression of her?
Look at me lips. Dr.
What was that? What was that?
I don't remember a sound like that.
Lauren Pope voice, isn't it? Look at me lip.
Okay.
Dr. Leah Totten, winner of The Apprentice. Now, she's got a cosmetic surgery... Shut up. No. I'm talking.
Sorry, sir.
Stop interrupting me. Louisa Zisman came second.
I'm not doing this for your benefit.
I'm talking to the listeners.
Sorry.
Dr. Leah Totten, winner of The Apprentice. She won investment from Lord Sugar for her cosmetic surgery company. They do, like, fillers and Botox and that. And Lisa Jarvis, who is... from New Magazine, and obviously they print pictures of celebrities who've had the surgery, and loads of Radio 1 listeners in the live lounge having their say, and Chris Smith being a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
At 5:45 today, and it's the next Newsbeat live debate, 5:45. It's going to be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look at my new lips. Ed Sheeran.
I like it when you tell Chris to shut up.
Shut up, I'm talking.
I'm talking here, love.
That was Ed Sheeran and Sing on Radio 1. Greg's here playing Real or No Real. He's got a big show for you from 4 o'clock today.
Most importantly, though, the Mayor of Ware is on after 6.
Yes! Is this lot real or no real?
Last night, Clean Bandit wrote a tweet to their 32,000 followers asking if they could borrow someone's Orange Wednesday code.
Do you know what? They were... I was going to text you about this today because they... I've not seen this tweet, but they were being a little bit... You okay, hun?
Oh, were morning. They? What's up with them?
They just tweeted going, oh, today's stressful, from the Clean Bandit account. And I thought, what's this? Is
how
the one...
stressful can life be for Clean Bandit, really?
I know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors, you know what I mean? Could be a bust up with Jess Glynn.
Do you reckon?
It'll all be over.
I wonder how many people tweeted the lyric, there's no place I'd rather be, back to that tweet.
Yeah. Or other melty lyrics from their songs. That's what Chris does when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Puts a little Facebook post up. Oh, stop with the lyrics now, please.
All right.
Oh, but sometimes when the mood takes you, I've been guilty of that a few times.
Coldplay, was it?
I hear you. Probably. I hear you, brother.
Mills, would you do would you watch a documentary of Clean Bandit, seeing what they're up to in their lives?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
What? If do what?
Because you're into the like the Saturdays one where you could follow the Saturdays around, see what they got up to in their real life. There was a documentary.
No offence, but Clean Bandit, not the same.
No?
Not at this stage in their career, no. You've got to earn that. I mean, it's one song so far. Well, okay, one and a half.
So, one and a half.
I'd be interested because they're all sort of classically trained musicians that you wouldn't think would write big pop songs like that. I'm quite interested.
Okay.
One of them popped down to get my violin really strong.
I mean, this sounds like I'm not a fan of Clean Bandit. I love that song, the first one. Clean Bandit, off to the cinema, on the cheap. Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real. I'm saying they got all the monies for the last song.
No, I think they haven't got used to being rich yet. That is real.
That one is real.
Yes!
So they've since deleted the tweet, but handily, Roshan from our office took a screen grab of it to annoy them. So you do have it on the screen in front of you there.
Got two retweets.
And five favourites. Who favourites that?
It's but weird what people favouriting
that. However, big up to any pop stars that do Orange Wednesday. That's what I'm saying.
Keeping it real.
And next on Real or No Real, is this real or made up?
Included on Coldplay's rider for yesterday's surprise live lounge was a round of four hot steak slices.
Oh, lush. Oh, dear. Do you know what? It's one of my favourite things. Honestly, it's one of my favourite things.
What, a steak slice?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. I suppose you famouses don't really eat them, do you?
I don't know.
They're good. Have you never had one of these meals?
Yeah, I think
you
I have.
Must have, Greg.
I mean, what, like Ginsters?
Kind of same, but different.
Yeah. I'll have one if it's there.
I think Coldplay would have.
To be honest, though, if you've broken up with your vegan wife, the first thing you're going to do is, like, steak slice, please.
Exactly.
Oh, right, okay, I see what you mean.
Get on the steak, son.
I don't know.
You've not been able to for years, and now it's like, all the meat, please.
You can have him in private, though.
You're saying that when he was with Gwyneth, he used to go to another room and wharf meat?
I'm just saying that,
you know, saying he had a steak on the side?
I'm just saying he's touring a lot. Just have a couple in your carry-on.
Thing is, you've got to have stamina and energy, and you can't be filling your body with that rubbish, I think, if you've got a demanding schedule like Coldplay.
Looking in good shape yesterday as well, you know.
Yeah, he did look good.
Were they all?
Yeah, I mean, they looked like...
Well, Will the drummer sat down, so I couldn't see a paunch.
No.
Could have had.
I mean, they are international icons. Mm. So, yeah, they looked like they were as well, you know. They looked the part. So, real or no real, Coldplay's diets have gone right up the spout.
Greg?
Up the spout. I'm going to say no real for that one. He didn't smell... I think if someone has a steak slice, you smell like a steak slice. He didn't smell like one. It's like when you eat beef crisps. You smell like beef crisps for a week.
Exactly.
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Of course they didn't. It's Coldplay.
Isn't and don't quote me on this one, but aren't beef crisps the only crisps that are suitable for vegetarians? On a very famous brand, isn't it? No, I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. Right,
that is amazing. You're doing facts in real or no real that aren't even in.
Right, hang on.
So I've just brought my own facts to this table today.
I'm telling you, it's
beef crisps,
the only crisps you can't be vegetarians can have.
So I can't be bothered to.
Can't just say it, and then you've got to give the advice because there's vegetarians everywhere going, "Oh, I can have some beef."
Also, mate, you're on National Radio 1. Don't say you can't be bothered to find it live on air.
You're well beefy yourself today.
Yeah, well, you're a beef crisp. They didn't, in fact, have a rider, but they did have the biggest entourage ever yesterday, Coldplay, mainly of people, consisting of people in shorts.
Well, that's
all wearing shorts.
They just picked up some holidaymakers.
Well, if that's one of your demands, that everyone has to be in shorts, then you can do that when you're at Coldplay's level.
Right, I'm going to tweet Gary Lineker and ask.
Next.
Joe Wiley is the UK's new official face of beer, fronting a campaign to make the drink more popular.
No.
Joe Wiley and beer. I can't see it.
Well, do you know what I was thinking about the other day? I don't know why, but that show that you did with Joe Wiley in Mallorca.
Oh, legendary.
Can you explain some
with
of
the cannon?
Please explain the stories of that for the listeners who don't know. Maybe we weren't listening then, but this was one of my favourite things I ever heard, ever.
All right, so we did a live show from BCM Square in Mallorca, and the idea was that, obviously, I go to play gigs there and stuff a lot, so I was in my comfort zone in Mallorca with the Leds in Cavos, and Joe Wiley was completely out of her comfort zone, therefore being someone that only goes to Glastonbury, wears a straw hat and is very indie. And she didn't like it. In fact, she's in her autobiography says it's the lowest point of her career. There was a moment in the live show where we made her fire condoms out to practice safe sex for the listeners from what we called a sex cannon.
There was a song called that recently.
Bass cannon.
Oh, bass cannon. Very different.
It wasn't very her. Now I enjoyed making her do it.
The reason I asked you for that story is because I think if you take that into consideration, that I don't think the Mr. Beer would make the face of beer.
Real or no real?
Tim Lovejoy did, isn't it? He's more beer.
No, than definitely.
You'll have some beer. Yeah. Have a beer. Have a beer with some pizza. Yeah.
I would say real.
That one is real.
No! Right, okay, so it's true. We don't really understand it either, but she's definitely fronting a campaign promoting beer. Because beer, let's face it, isn't popular enough. It definitely needs Joe Wiley's endorsement.
This is the thing, like, when they promote milk, I know about milk.
Yeah, I've had it before. I know about it. There's some in my fridge now.
Who is it? Who's married to Chris O'Dowd?
Dawn O'Porter.
Right, so
that
she
annoys
did a,
me.
She did a thing about potatoes. She was promoting I know about potatoes.
Yeah, you need to endorse a specific brand of potatoes. You're right. It's when they just do generic veg and meats and things like that.
Yeah.
We're aware of it.
I haven't got a pen because I'm going on Sweat the Small Stuff tomorrow, and I've just realised that's going to be one of my sweats.
I can give you a pen.
Dawn O. Porter. Take the O out. What are you doing?
It's crazy.
Real or no real? Yes, that's true. It is real. She is now the face of beer, Joe Wiley.
Hey, by the way, guys, just to let you know, milk still exists.
And next...
Scott Mills was replaced by a body double during one of the scenes in today's Selfie Girl YouTube video. The body double was this year's winner of The Voice, Jermaine Jackman.
Well, by the way, I've seen the video. Very, very good.
Thank you.
I like a fun history lesson.
Yeah.
I think it's the sort of thing you would do.
Scott, I mean, it's real. Scott wasn't there. I know who the body double is. I mean, this is...
Well, you've just given him the answer, haven't you?
Oh.
No, I haven't. I'm not going to say who
is.
Oh, maybe...
Sadly, I couldn't make it to the plague bit of the video. Very busy with Eurovision. So there is...
The plague bit of the video.
So there is
ironic, because I do feel like that is also the plague.
So there is... There is a body double. But is it Jermaine Jackman off of the winner of The Voice? Real or no real?
I would not put anything past you. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No. Oh. It is no real, but I did have a body double, as we've discussed. And the person inside is just ridiculous.
It's worth letting people speculate.
I think we should maybe reveal who it is tomorrow, because they are...
Speculate away.
Please tell me.
They're a lovely person, but definitely a who.
Okay. they had a body double.
And considerably taller than myself, which you will see if you watch the video. And black. And at the end of that... at the end of that round of real or no real...
What's the scores?
I got 20, Greg got 20.
I didn't think anyone would notice that, but they're definitely... Because I'm not black.
Sorry, I haven't heard from Gary Lineker either, just to wrap this up, about the beef crisp thing. So if you are vegetarian, don't take my advice.
Yeah, don't eat them, kids.
Yeah.
And
well, no, just be careful out there.
If you have bought them, take them back for a full refund. The Scott
Mills Daily. Remember, if you hit subscribe, you will get all of our best bits of the show every day delivered directly to you. We're back for Friday, last show of the week, between 1 and 4 tomorrow on Radio 1. If not, get the podcast. Scott Mills.